Boys and girls, we are going to try and get through this before it gets too dark. Sun's going down, so it might get really fucking dark on screen right here. So I'm going to try and whiz through this while giving you a good module overall. It's going to be fucking phenomenal, though, okay? So it's going to be coming up with a plan of attack. Now, we should have identified what we need to make as a barber, obviously, in the last video, right? Let's just use the example, hypothetically, $20,000 a month, okay? Just for this example, that way you can play it out. And whatever example you have, obviously you can play it out with that as well too. Now, we got to have a logical plan to get there. And I mean logical, because most barbers come up with a plan of what they like, which is more like a hope and pray method of, well, I got to get more clients, pay me more, and then go up my prices. And then, you know, I'll have $20,000 months. Easy. Yeah. All right, fucker. Right? Like, come on now. Let's really think about this logically and have a sound plan all the way from the foundation. And I'll show you how this thinking goes. Let's think. That's the very first thing. Let's actually think. You probably don't want to be working hard as fuck doing, I don't know, 140 hours of work per month just to make $20,000 a month, right? Let's use the example that we did prior, 80 cuts a month in order to make $20,000 a month, right? So now we have how much time we want to work, ideally. 20 cuts a week, 5 days of work, 4 cuts a day, about 4 to 5 hours of work per day. But now we need to figure out what we need to charge. Now, ideally, we'd want to charge, you know, 80 people, $200 a cut. That gives us bare minimum $16,000, right? The average tip is going to be about $50 across 80 clients is an additional $4,000. Now, understand this. If you charge $200, you're going to be making way more. If you're cutting 80 people, you're going to be making way more than $20,000, because we would have a secondary service in this, like a haircut and beard, which would be $250, which again, too, $50 to $75 on top of that. Now we're pushing $300, $325 ticket price, which is obviously going to boost up our overall income. But for this, because people are like, oh, no, what? That wouldn't be good. Just humor me for this, all right? These are very low numbers. So now 16 plus 4 is 20. I think my math's correct. Now, we should have a structure of what we need to get the business to, but now we need to figure out how to get it there. Now, again, let's think again, right? Do you know how to generate clients at $200 a cut to get into your business to cut 80 people? Most likely, no. Otherwise, you'd already be there. So, you will need to learn that. Learning only happens two ways. You can either do trial and error, where, again, you could do it on your own. It takes a fuck ton more time. You have a fuck ton more pitfalls. You make a shit ton more mistakes. And overall, you have a less likely chance of achieving the actual goal, because let's be honest, you have no fucking clue what you're doing. Or you can just get a mentor that has done this to help you do that. I know a guy. Obviously, like, no pun intended, this is what we help barbers do in the Elevated Mentorship Program. This is why I also have this installed prior to the program, because I know there's a lot of barbers who want to work with us. Obviously, we would want to work with as many barbers as possible to help scale up $20,000 a month, but a lot of your businesses are not where they need to be at in order for us to scale up to, okay? So this is where you need to think like an investor, okay? Which path would allow me to reach the goal in the fastest time frame with the highest probability of achieving that goal? Right? Is it going to be trial and error or just getting a mentor to help you out and do this damn thing? Now we know that we're going to like pay and like hire a mentor. Why don't we pay them now and get this started? Like, again, why would you wait? If that's the obvious choice of like, well, we're going to get the mentor because I don't want to do the fucking trial and error. Well, there's two reasons. Maybe you don't have the funds to invest in a mentor right now. Totally fine. Honest. It's understandable. Or here's what other people go down. Maybe you're just afraid of the risk and not taking what you think is a risk, which really isn't. It's just, you have to do these things and invest in your business. Any investment, becoming a barber is a risk. Fucking walking outside is a risk. If you want to really break it down, right? Not taking a risk in business is the biggest risk you can take, because you're going to get what you always got. Now, if this is you, know that you're basically holding you and your family back from the life that you built, that you just built out and truly want. Because it's not a money thing, it's a fear thing. I can't help you with that, right? And if it's because you don't have the funds, this is actually an easier and better option to fix, because all we have to do is now make the money to come up with that fee or that investment, right? Now, let's think again. Logically, why don't we have the funds to do this right now? There's only two reasons. Now, hopefully you can see what I'm like. I always pose a question, And like, well, there's only really two things, this or this, which one, right? One, you don't make enough money to have a savings, or two, you spend all your damn money. It's probably a combination of both, but it's definitely this one because you at least make some type of money and you probably have poor spending habits. So we're going to tackle both of these right now, all right? Both can be addressed in these three areas: expenses, income, profits. Now, if we can manage and control these three variables, we can improve our current financial state. Amazing. So let's start off with expenses. We need to take into account what is leaving our accounts for, like, bank accounts daily. The only way we lose money is because we spend it. It doesn't just magically fly out of there, right? You physically spend it. You make the choice to spend that money. You make decisions to let that money go. This can also turn into a downward spiral if we aren't looking over things and auditing our habits and decisions daily. Now think. When was the last time you looked and audited your expenses and decision-making on your finances every day for 30 days straight? I'll wait. And that, my friends, that's exactly why you're in the position that you are in. So we must start there to stop the bleeding of our poor spending habits. That way we cut down our expenses, stop the dumb decisions, and we can have more money at the end of the month. Second thing, income. Alongside that, we need feedback loops that show us how much we are actually making per day, week, and month. Because if you saw how much you really made in a day, day in and day out, after a long, hard day at work, you will think twice about any stupid spending that we are fixing in the expenses area above. You're like, ah, oh, man, I'm really only making, because you'd be like, ah, now I'm making about $400 a day. I can spend $400 right here and be good, when you're really only making $250, right? So when you get clear on this, you get clarity, you're like, oh, I can't spend that. You'll start hedging your bets on this. We kill two birds with one stone type of idea here, so this needs to be fixed, tracked, and looked over. It would also give you a great reality check of the fact that you really aren't making that much and need to get on top of your shit instead of just coasting by or just relaxing or like chilling out and like being comfortable in your business. Now, I do this even with my weight daily, so I have a feedback loop, like my physical weight. And if I see the scale going down, obviously I'm in a cut. I want to be able to see like over, I don't want to see day-to-day weights. You're going to have fluctuations, but over a week period, I average it out. I want to be seeing it decrease by about a pound or so. I know I'm doing good work and will keep me motivated to work even harder the next week. But if I see the scale not move and I'm trying to lose weight, it's a great feedback loop for me to get on my ass and step it up another notch so I don't feel shame every single morning like, oh man, I ain't on top of my shit. Like, you have to do these self audits. Yes, they suck, but they suck because you suck right now. They won't suck when you get momentum going, okay? Now, last thing is going to be profits. This is the final piece that shows us how much we are actually keeping at the end of the month. Our goal is to get a baseline in month one. But what are we doing month in and month out? And continue to increase that number by improving our expenses and incomes tracked and making better decisions, auditing our decisions and financial habits, which will result in us keeping more money. If we do all of this, we should hit our goal. So let's recap the plan of attack that we have from the ground up, right? First, we're going to fix our expenses, income, and profits on our current business to save more money. Once we have more money saved, we can invest into a mentor that will help us scale up to our goal of 200 a cut and make 20K a month. Okay. Once we invest in the mentor, it's time to execute everything they have for me and watch the business grow with their guidance. Once I get 20K a month as a barber, I will stack my money until I have about 100K plus saved up in the bank and then move on to the next vehicle that will get me to 100K per month goal on my way to getting to the level of income I need in order to live the life that I want. We're going back up the ladder that we just built. We build the ladder from the top down. The bottom is exactly where we're at right now, and we just have to work our way all the way back up. Now, that's clarity in having a plan of attack from the foundation upwards that is aligned with what you actually truly want if you did the goal, if you did what we did in the last section, which is identify what you want to make as a barber. Now tell me, who would you bet money on to get to 20K a month cutting hair? Some barber who just randomly thought of that number, or a barber that has done this entire exercise? You get my fucking point, right? So now that we have our plan of attack, it's time to go to work on these expenses, incomes, and profits on the business, which we'll all get into in the next module, okay? So the following modules will actually, like, this is kind of done with, like, more of the theory and, like, giving you a clear eye of seeing. The next is going to be implementation of what you need to be doing on a day-to-day basis. So with that, I'll see you on the next module.